Spoken Language 英语。
潘吉杰里告诉你。
Hi guys, welcome back to the show. 我是 Jenny.
Hey guys, I'm Spencer.
今天我们要说说重口味的一部电影。
我喜欢的一部电影，重口味的，我的品味呢？
Fifty Shades of Grey.
Fifty Shades of Grey.
五十度灰啊！这个电影前面 Spencer 跟我说，谁想到这么灰的电影是很黄色的，是很 yellow 的。首先，英文里面你们说一个东西很色情啊，没有就是。
You might say
黄色这个说法 right?
Yeah, 黄色 We don't, you know, if something is 黄色 You might say it's like perverse or sexual or
Or just porn
Yeah, porno, I mean porn, yeah, porno
But 我们现在说perverse 是有点变态的
Yeah, perverse, 对对 perverse isn't good If you're like perverse, you have maybe sick sexual fetishes
有点病态的
Yeah, they're not approved of by the rest of society
对对对然后那个刚说的 porn 就是直接的就是三级片了嘛
Yeah.
好那这一部电影呢它是一个borderline 它也不是完全的一个 porn 对吧它是介于两者之间就是 very gray 灰色地带那其实这部电影呢在国外很多国家都放了啊因为你们很多国外的国家美国啊英国都有电影的 classification 不是你们主要有分级制度对吧
yeah,
电影的有 classified
yeah, well, no, yeah, rating system
就是说有什么 PG
yeah PG is like parental guidance maybe needed for little children. PG-13, parental guidance is suggested for children 13 and under. Then there's rated R, which is restricted to those who are 17 and up.
R 级的就是我们有点黄片了啊。这个 Fifty Shades of Grey 好像在美国就是 R rated. 然后呢他也创了就是 R rated 的电影在美国的一个 box office记录票房记录因为它最主要就是那个从小说改编嘛这个小说本来就已经有一个 huge fan base 就是很大的一个粉丝群对吧、那今天我们要说这个电影呢就是我觉得有一个很好玩的现象就是在亚洲特别在中国很多女孩啊前一段时间什么组团到香港啊到哪里去看这个电影就大家觉得 very excited 哇这个 Anastasia 和 Mr. Grey 啊之间的这种什么 SM 啊这种就大家觉得这是很 explosive 很有爆点的事情但这个小说和这个电影在美国特别小说其实它是大妈看的 That's the biggest demographic
Yeah, housewives
受众群对吧你是大妈其中一个标志就是你要读 Fifty Shades of Grey 这就是我们的这个 sexual attitude 可能性态度或者就是公共能接受的一个性态度就是在国内我不能想象 my mom's age 我妈去看这样的一个小说 maybe she reads it in private you know 但是就不可能那么大一个群体去看这样的情色小说我们现在说说情色这个词在英文里面好多说法 just now you mentioned sexual 对吧就是性啊相关的还有一个你看 Fifty Shades of Grey 很多人会形容它是一个 erotic novel
yeah erotic novel so erotic okay so erotic is a bit erotic is better than perverse, if you will. Perverse, like we said, is kind of like...
是有点变态了。
Yeah. It's like not approved of. You have a problem. But erotic is seen as, well, it's kind of like natural. It may be even classy.
情欲。因为 the word comes from the Greek god, right? Eros.
Oh, yeah.
爱神, 对吧? 它就是, 所以这个词 erotic 就是来形容人都有七情六欲嘛。
If you hadn't said that, I would have forgotten that, Jenny. But yes, it's true. Actually, it does come from the Greek goddess.
Erotic 啊，变成这个 erotic 的一个 novel， 那它很有争议，很 controversial 呢，就是因为它 erotic 就算了，它里面有很多这个就是说奇奇怪怪的一些 sexual preference， 对吧？你说有很多的 strange fetishes，
yeah fetishes。
Fetish 这个词 F-E-T-T-I-S-H
I believe it's F-E-T-I-S-H
Sorry, T-I-S-H 就是也是说的一些比较可能奇怪的有一些 off 的这种 sexual preference
Yeah,
right?
someone has a fetish You might say you're kinky you know
Kinky, 对对对 Kinky, K-I-N-K-Y
Yeah, they like kink So kink, this is actually, it's a little difficult to define exactly what is kink, but kink is pretty much if you do something that's not so normal in the bed. Maybe it's
就我们说有一些癖好啦。
It's a little, I don't know, 特色的 It's a little special.
性癖好这里面就是有什么bondage 啊，就把人绑起来的，他这整个的这个 SM
sadomasochistic
对对对 sadomasochistic a big word anyway 我们先来听听就是这个 Fifty Shades of Grey 它的一个 official trailer 啊，预告片里面也提到了很多这方面的，那我们先放一段给大家听。
So this is just an interview for the newspaper.I just have a couple of questions. Mr. Gray will see you now.
What was he like?
He was polite, intense, smart, really intimidating. Do you have any interests outside of work?
What about you?I'd like to know more about you.
There's really not much to know about me. Look at me.
I am.
To what do you owe your success?
I exercise control in all things, Miss Steele.
It must be really boring.
Capable of leaving you alone.
Then don't.
I had a rough start in life. You should steer clear of me.
Got me hoping you save me right now. Your kiss.
I don't do romance. My tastes are very singular. You wouldn't understand.
收听由 Open Language 带来的潘吉杰尼告诉你，那这个礼拜呢，我们谈的就是近期很受争议火的一个情欲小说 erotic novel 改编的 erotic movie 情欲电影 Fifty Shades of Grey 啊，刚刚给大家放了一段它的 trailer， 那个 trailer 里面。因为 Spencer 他跟我说，哎呀，我没看过这个小说，没看过这个电影，我什么都不知道，你给我形容一下，我就告诉他了。这个一个很纯情的 innocent Anastasia 和 Christian Grey 有很多 fetish 的一个男的啊。
Yeah.
And then Spencer asked me， 他说 ，So is that it？ 就这一个男的有点
so what？
就有点什么 SM so what？ 这个东西能写一部小说，还 trilogy 三部，还拍电影，还那么受欢迎。然后，所以啊，这个小说不是写给你看的，它是一个 female erotic novel。
Yeah， maybe women just aren't as dirty as men are. I don't know. This isn't really anything.
Yeah, I didn't say that. You said it yourself.
I don't know. Maybe. I mean, I don't like to think that way. I like to think that there's plenty of dirty girls out there.
没有，我觉得其实他那个电影里那女孩子啊，倒是很像我们中国很多哎女孩子 very innocent， 对吧？ Mm-hmm. 很纯洁，然后有点羞涩啊， mm-hmm. 然后被这个男的就是 enlighten。刚刚 trailer 里面的女的说 enlighten me， 但就有点这个被他性启发、性启蒙的这样一个。感觉，然后呢，我们也说，在美国，就是虽然很多年轻的女孩子啊，欧美也会去看，但这个小说最庞大的一个受众群体，包括这个电影是
大妈，
对大妈。那讲到这个 housewives， 因为可能他们的生活里面缺少了很多 sexual spark， 对吧
？Yeah, well, you know, I think after popping out a few kids and looking at your husband having gotten fat over the years, you might need something to kind of spice up your sexual imagination a bit.
对对对，女生的这种幻想啊， mm-hmm. 那其实。前一段时间呢，美国有一个很红的电视节目 SNL， 他们在去年还前年就有一段很有意思的 skit 短片，就是说 大妈在家里偷偷的读 Fifty Shades of Grey。 我们这里也放一下那个短片的片段。
This Mother's Day, why not show mom just how special she is by surprising her with one of millions of gifts from Amazon.com.
Right, let's be quiet. Mom has no idea we're bringing her breakfast in bed, okay?
Shh. Which means there's a million ways to give your mother a surprise she'll never forget.
Happy Mother's Day!
Fifty Shades of Grey. Did you get that sex book?
What? No, go outside.
Look, a microphone. Mommy!
Because with Amazon, a million surprises for mom are just a click away.
Surprise!
Get the out of here!
Is that Fifty Shades of Grey?
No, it's a cookbook.
Mom, we got you bath stuff.
I see that, Jonah. Thank you. You can just put it down for this.
On Amazon.com, mommy surprises come in all sizes.
Mom, happy Mother's Day.
Oh, 50 Shades of Grey.
Get out.
Is that Joel McHale?
No, it's your dad. Get out!
So this Mother's Day, go to Amazon.com and get mom what she really wants. 50 Shades of Grey. On Kindle.
All right, come on. Get next to the kids. I want to get a picture. Ready? One, two... Yay! Oh,
the Kindle. What are you reading, Mom? We'll never know.
但是啊，刚刚那段恶搞很有意思啊，就是说几个家庭不同的妈妈自己偷偷的躲在浴室里呀。
I like when her daughter reached for the microphone.
她女儿以为是一个麦克风，但其实 you know what it is, right? 所以呢，这个
不是煎东西
啊，你
怎么说
啊？我们现在节目越来越重口味，不行不行，我们也要 R rated 了，这个不说了，我们只是想讨论一下文化的现象啊。那其实这个小说和这个电影很多人喜欢，然后 huge commercial success， 说这个小说卖了大概全球 over a million copies， 100 to 100 million，就一亿本。
有 100 million copies。
啊 ，100 million copies， 对对对，然后电影也现在卖了4亿多美金的票房啊，都是巨大的商业成功。但是很多那种什么literature 和 movie critics 啊，那些影评人啊、书评人，就说这个就是个 garbage， 就是个垃圾，书也写得很烂，电影也拍得烂。
Well, you know, I mean, I confess, I actually haven't really read through the book like that, but romance novels, cheesy romance novels, that is.
Cheesy， 这个英文字很好。知识，但当你用它做形容词加个 y cheesy 的时候，这个意思就是说它很
有点傻，It's kind of silly. It's like you really believe that? It's so cheesy.
就是很狗血的啦，那种言情，
就
是我们说那些典型的琼瑶式的那种爱情小说啊。
Yeah. So like I was saying though, I you know, married women, housewives, and cheesy romance novels, they've been going together like bread and butter for years.
所以英文里面你说两个东西很搭配什么的，可以说 they've been going bread and butter.
Yeah, they go together like bread and butter.
Go together like bread and butter.
Peanut butter and jelly, I don't know.
好，那我们今天节目结束之前呢，最后还有一个问题要问 Spencer， 就是这个也困惑我很久 ，grey 这个英文单词啊，这里当然是这个男主角的他的姓氏，但我们翻过来把50度灰，对吧？也是灰色的意思。那 you might see two different spellings， 一个是 G R E Y， 一个是 G R A Y。
This is true. In America, we tend to use G R A Y。A bit more often.
对，英国或者 Commonwealth 英联邦国家 G R E Y， 反正都是一个词啦，
yeah.
就是拼法不一样，就像 S 和 Z 的那个区别。
But if I'm not mistaken, I believe the American TV show Grey's Anatomy
是 E Y 的。
Yeah, but that was a name of a person and not necessarily
their name, right?
Yeah.
Like in this novel.
Yeah.
好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿，跟大家讲了一下就是比较辛辣的一个话题。那最近呢，我们都有很多这种关于美剧啊、美国电影的节目，下一次要讲讲，哎呦。 很高大上很高冷的一部美剧，但很多人爱看，就是 House of Cards。
House of Cards
纸牌屋，下一次是 Spoil Alert 第三季的剧透，因为我已经同学们好感慢的看到第七集了，下次告诉你。那希望你喜欢我们今天的节目，然后呢，如果你想认真的学习英语的话， Open Language 有400多节不同级别的这个英语课啊，职场的话题，文化，日常生活，很丰富。希望你能够下载我们的苹果或者安卓的 app， 搜索 Open Language 就可以了，放在一起拼，然后呢去尝试一下我们的付费课程。 We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.